On the line now, I have Grainne Quinn, Project Manager with Get Walking Ireland. Good afternoon, Grainne. How are you?
Hi, how are you, Noel? I'm good, thanks.
Now, tell me about the Get Walking initiative.
I will. We're called Get Ireland Walking, Noel, and we're basically, the initiative has been started by a whole host of organisations that are involved in promoting walking and physical activity in Ireland. And we're trying to basically encourage and support people to walk and to walk more on a regular basis to help improve their health, their well-being and their fitness, really. Mm-hmm. And I suppose, you know, our vision is that, you know, there's a really vibrant culture of walking in Ireland. People are getting out and getting their, you know, their 30 minutes of walk five days a week. So they're meeting kind of the national guidelines of physical activity so that, you know, people are more active and out there walking.
Yeah, and it's been funded by the Irish Sports Council, but the amount of agencies behind it, the Irish Heart Foundation, too numerous to mention.
Really, yeah. I mean, we're receiving funding mainly through the Irish Sports Council, and the Health Service Executive are funding us. The Heart Foundation, Mountaineering Ireland, Age and Opportunity, Arthritis Ireland, the GA, ILAM, and the Health Promotion in the HSE. So yeah, it's really has drawn together a lot of organisations that are, you know, very active in promoting walking, as I say. And you know what, it's really trying to kind of bring together, and you know, through our website getirelandwalking.ie, we're kind of aiming to provide, you know, one stop shop of information for people who want to get out and walk, be it as individual walkers or, you know, to join a group or to set up a group. You know, so this is where they can come and access all the information, you know, around that whole area of walking, walking routes, and support information for people maybe setting up groups, that kind of thing. Do you
okay.
know? So
yeah.
That's a big part of what we want to do. Is provide that kind of portal for information to all there is to know about walking, mm-hmm. basically.
And for people who didn't get all the information, we're only touching on a few things here, but they can look up getirelandwalking.ie for all information and ideas of what they could do to get groups together.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. You know, and on that website, we've put up some information. We've kind of put together a starter guide for people who maybe are interested in setting up a walking group in their area. You know, and we're also getting groups to register, so we're developing a database. We have a map there on the website, and, you know, each group that registers will be shown on the map. People can be fine to join with, or groups can maybe find local groups to meet, you know, and go for a walk or that. So, you know, there's kind of practical resources, and there's also, you know, an information there, a database being developed so people can, you know, join and access groups in their area.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other support forms for groups that are getting out. And I suppose another thing that we've put in place is access to insurance cover for volunteer walk leaders and group coordinators. I know walking is, you know, carries very low risk of injury, but it's something, I suppose, to remove a barrier for people who might want to take initiative and take groups out, mm-hmm. you know, on a voluntary basis.
Yeah, and I suppose it's different perceptions that people have as well. I mean, my perception was that I thought that Ireland had become a good walking nation, which is obviously wrong. There's a lot of people that, again, but the people that are watching other people walking think that it has to be all this power walking. But it's just casual walking.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, and I think what we're encouraging and you know, putting out there to our website is, you know, to get out there and start at your own pace. You know, it's just once you're active and out, you know, mm-hmm. It doesn't have power walk. But, you know, if you can walk up to what you'd say maybe a brisk pace, you know, where mm-hmm. you feel a little bit warmer and maybe feel the heartbeat a little bit faster and, you know, maybe have to draw a breath to keep the chat going. You know,
Your phone's breaking up a little bit there, I'm afraid.
Sorry, okay, no.
No, that's fine. That's great now. Yeah, because people, healthiness is a thing. But I think is part of it the initiative also to get very young people involved in the walking as well?
Well, I think, yeah, we would like to encourage all people to get active, you know, mm-hmm. support families to get out. And I know there are initiatives, you know, linked to schools as well, you know, but absolutely, you know, to just make it accessible and to encourage. I mean, I think, you know, you were mentioned there are a lot of people walking, but I suppose, you know, it's also to people to walk a bit more, you know, to maybe, you know, to get out.
Yeah, you're breaking up again. Listen. Thank you very much for coming up on Grainne, and I'll give out the information that we have, and I'll give out the website. But it's a great initiative, and I'm sure that people are going to take part in it. Thank you very much, Grainne.
I hope so. Okay, thanks.
Sorry about the line there. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. And I hope the line there didn't interfere too much. It just happened a little bit at the end. But you can look up getirelandwalking.ie for all the information. As I say, get groups in, make it a family event, because we're hearing an awful lot about obesity but and diabetes indeed, and arthritis and all sorts of things. So it is a healthy exercise, and you don't have to go mad. You don't have to be a marathon runner or anything like that.